Different types of types.
Okay.
Types of analysis. Starting from, I don't know, subjective or intuitive analysis. And last time I tried to try some generic or neutral analysis, and I think I got closer to what I want, which is architectural program and digitality. And index architecture, which is the title of Chumi's book, and actually this book has nothing to do with index, the concept of the index. It's just a dictionary of architectural terms, I don't know, case studies. But luckily I am now deeply motivated to borrow this word, and I'm gonna use it. And this is my last analysis, and I spent many days to understand Kulas, and now I kind of agree that he starts from content and then develop infrastructure. For example, this one is something I have experienced in Seoul, and it's called the Prada Transformer, and he just rotated the structure so that they can be fashion exhibition space or cinema or other special events. And eventually I was also wondering why these, I don't know, pioneer architectural theorists or architects are not so much investigating to digitality as well. And again, back to my interest, these are my argumentation. How to integrate this kind of open, or I don't know, deconstructed programmability into digitality, or vice versa. And the second question is closely related to the first one. How infrastructure from indexability or indexicality would be included in the program, and hopefully to the design as well. So now I will do some experiment, and I brought some impurity for doping. I don't know if I understood your concept of doping as you meant, but it's this one. Does anybody play this iPhone game? Okay, well, then I will show you the video.
How to unlock your world.
It's an iPhone application.
Wish you were more aware of all the incredible
very popular
things
in New York and in Korea.
With Foursquare, you can unlock your world and find happiness just around the corner. You will need Foursquare, a cell phone, and a passion for exploration. Step 1. Download the Foursquare app to your cell phone and instantly link to your address book, Facebook, and Twitter accounts to discover where your friends are hanging out. See if they're near you by looking at where they've recently checked in. If your phone doesn't have internet access and you live in the US, you can use Foursquare via text message. Step 2. Tell your friends where you are by checking in at one of the thousands of places Foursquare lists automatically based on your GPS location. Leave tips on special features you find around town and don't skimp on the details. Inside information is one of Foursquare's best features. If the place you're at isn't listed, you can add it to Foursquare. Step 3. Check out tips from your friends and from the hundreds of thousands of other users. Find recommendations on your specific location or suggestions for things to do or avoid nearby. Step 4. The more you use Foursquare, the more you'll get out of it. Unlock badges and earn points based on where, when, and how often you check in.
Yeah.
See how many you can rack up in any given month.
So people
check
actually
out your stats
go a lot to the coffee shops to get the
Step
points.
Step 5. Check in at a location more than anyone else and become the mayor.
Yeah, you
don't
become...
get a key to the city, but you might get rewards from certain businesses just for being a loyal customer. Even if you're not the mayor, look out for specials offered to Foursquare users. Step 6. Use Foursquare wherever you go, in museums, at airports, on public transportation, during concerts. You never know when you might come across a little bit of serendipity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and basically you check in everywhere, and then it's both real, in real and virtual. They checked in. You see the total check-in numbers. It's enormous, but it's it's both real and virtual. So if you want to check in the North Pole, you really have to go there. And the check-ins are categorized by contents like food, I don't know, shops, travel, etc., etc. So it's the index is of course based on location, but it's 99% about content. And indexability is made by digital infrastructure here, GPS plus 3G plus Wi-Fi. But there's no architecture here. There's just only the architecture is just doing the minimum function to split the content, the space. And I will use this Foursquare game as a the foreign matter for doping previous Chumi and Kula's theories programs. And this is just my fear that if everybody does the Foursquare, I wonder. I'm afraid the world would become like Greece. But this is not what I want. So I will start doping. To play Foursquare at those specific settings, and their index will not mean the contents itself, but it will be connected with, it will interact with program. And here, if we can define index generally to the points where for getting speed or to get accessibility efficiently, here it's not gonna be on that level. And as a final outcome, I will combine those weird content generating architectures. I can put somebody to play Foursquare games in a couple of combinations of these settings. And then I will have to ask where I should put indexability on those, or where I should improve the indexes, and I will have to worry if I need another technological layer on those settings to make it more fun or make it more flexible, etc. And finally, from learnings from these experiments, I will get the final programmable model, which I will call index architecture. And here I will, I would say, from program toward index by virtualizing the index again, since the index is originally virtual. For any program level. Yeah, and this was rather media facade I meant before, which is not really facade, but rather digital media infrastructure based architecture. But I could not really call it media architecture or digital architecture, because it becomes even more abstract, ambiguous. And how to deal with the programmability and accessibility toward it. And I think the concept of index solves, embraces the two concepts that I wanted to develop, so I'm happy about it. Yeah.